This is Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Hotel Bravo for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet.
WBATQZ, this is NAW. Are you going to take over net control? VA TQZ, this is N8OBU calling. Can you copy? Do you copy me?
WBATQZ, KEADLM.
And it'll be you.
Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November.
Good
afternoon, Mike. You're taking that control?
Must get somebody else to watch it.
I think it'll be all yours today, sir.
Okay. Put a barefoot in this stand today, any problem, perfect.
Said he's running barefoot today, he wants to know if you can hear him.
I have you a light copy, but mostly readable with a little fade.
Stand by, I'll switch rigs and antennas. WBATQZ.
I made the QSY over here also.
I'm glad you did.
WBTQZ, signal check.
Oh, that is much better. You are Lima Charlie now.
Very good. And it looks like it's that time. So this is Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Quebec Zulu, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This news every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39.32 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 kHz and 7232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. the purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning the Michigan ARRL, ARES, NTS, RACES, AUXCOM, and SkyWarn programs. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in any of these programs are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, RACES officers, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from all these groups. This is Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Quebec Zulu. My name is Mike, and I hold the position of ECRO for Presque County, as well as MAX and MITN net manager. The pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. N8OBU, WB8TKL, WD8AXB, WD8RHB, and KE8DON. Those stations need not check in again. Other stations for the net, please call now.
Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee, Victor, Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
KC8YVF, WBTQZ, Roger. Good readable. Others? Any other stations for the Michigan ARPSC net before we get started today? Call WBTQZ. None heard, so we'll go to... As you get things started,
we can come back to everybody in the interview. All right, Mike, WBTQZ, KEAPLN. Good afternoon, everybody on the net. And Mike, thank you for taking that control this afternoon. Let's see here, a few things, very few things actually, it's a mostly quiet week. We did get the exercise plan out late last week, a couple of days ahead of plan, and so hopefully you all have that in your hands now. If you haven't gotten that yet, reach out to your district emergency coordinator, and if you can't reach them, then come and see me, KEAD1 at ARRL.net, or if you got my number, give me a call, and we'll give it to you. Let's see here. Wednesday is the interoperability board meeting, and that's Wednesday midday or early afternoon down in Lansing. And then Friday morning is a call with a couple of states in FEMA Region 5 to talk about an exercise called 10-4 Day, and it's being put together by a couple of states. They're trying some interoperability stuff, and they're also trying some things within the state. So as I learn more about what they want to do and who they want to do it with, I'll pass that information along as well. Hope everybody has a great week ahead. Enjoy this last bit of warmer weather as the days ahead. Stay safe and stay healthy. This is KEAPN, back to that.
KE8DON, WBTQZ with Michigan ARPS unit. Thanks for that, Max. And, of course, once again, I find out that my wife's got a trip lined up for SEC weekend, so we'll be way out of state. I will see if I can get somebody else in the jurisdiction here to pick up the plan and run with it, but I'm not sure how that's going to go. Anyway, I guess... at least you got a plan out there, and I'm certain a lot of people will be benefiting from it. Next up, N8OBU, Mike will be followed by WBTKO.
Alrighty, nothing new here, guys. Just riding along for the net in case I'm needed. Everybody take care and try to stay cool. We've been outside welding, and it's not a good day to be outside welding. N8OBU.
N8OBU, WBTQZ with Michigan ARPSC net. Well, it is a beautiful day to be sitting around doing not much, but if I had to get up and work, I think I'd have to agree with you. I don't think it would be a very comfortable afternoon for that up here. But I guess we're in for a relatively warmer and drier fall season. Not so good for fire danger, probably good if you've been putting off any antenna work. So far, things appear to be in pretty good shape. I gave them a good going over last year, and maybe I'll just lower things down and take a look at it this fall, too. Might as well try to stay ahead of that game. Next on the list, WB8TKL, J, will be followed by WD8AXB.
WB8TQZ and the Michigan ARP. I see that this is Whiskey Bravo Tango Kilo Lima J in Ypsilanti. Operating pseudo-portable 8. Officially portable 8 would mean I'm operating portable, but not at my home address. However, I'm in my own driveway. So take it for whatever you think that. We attended the Adrian swap this morning. And I had a real good time, spent a whopping $5 on a few parts, restocking the parts bin. Had an opportunity to go and have a good long chat with our suction manager, Larry Camp. That was pretty enjoyable. As I said, I'm operating here from the travel trailer. The end of the month, we'll be taking it up to Sleeper State Park, up in the kind of the tip of the thumb. That'll be our first long trip. We've done a KOA campground so far, just 6 miles from home. This Sleeper will be a bit of a further drive, and we'll see how things handle. But we have equipped the camper with, of course, 2-liter 440 HF and Arden microwave, and we'll be taking it out this Monday to a local public park here in Washtenaw County for our Aero Mobile Portable Team outing. We hope that along with this trailer, we'll also have the club educational trailer out at the site. So it's a trailer rendezvous. Hi. That's about it from here. WB8TKL, back to net.
WB8TKL, WB8TQZ at the Michigan ARPSC net. Well, I can't speak to those other bands, but I can tell you you're doing a fine job on 40 this afternoon. And if that's any indication, I guess the rest of them will work pretty well. A lot to be said for having a trailer of some sort for an operating position. Definitely nice to have the shelter from the elements, and it also eliminates a lot of the variables in the setup. So I think you, Masandu, have put a lot of work into it, and it looks like it's paying off for you. Congratulations. WD8AXB next on the list. Charlie will be followed by WD8RHB.
Good afternoon, Mike, and hello, everybody, on the Michigan ARPSC net. This is Charlie, WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo in Kalamazoo County, District 5. All stations are loud and readable tonight. Boy, I wish 40 could be like this all the time. Very low noise floor here for a change. I don't even hear the neighbor devices jamming me today. It's really quiet. Comments regarding stations. Yeah, Mike, when you changed antennas, made a big difference. Made a big difference down here. You were readable before, but now you're loud and readable, and your signal's a lot more steady. And Jay, your station is sounding really good here. I was wondering if you were running a mobile whip or some other antenna. Just kind of wondering. Let's see. This week, my old Ford Explorer goes into the auto repair shop, so there will be pain on Friday, but I know it's coming, and I've already talked to the mechanic about maybe some workarounds, so we'll see what happens there. And Wednesday night, the St. Joseph County, Michigan Amateur Radio Club will be having its Wednesday social meeting at the Centerville restaurant, which ought to be real interesting because it's also the St. Joseph County Fair Week, and that could make it for a very crowded restaurant. I hope they can accommodate us. And just been working on a few portable antenna ideas. I've picked up several tripods that go to support a portable work light, propping it up off the ground at least a little bit. and then folding up into a small tripod situation. And I've done some interesting workarounds there for antennas with 3/8 by 24 or SO239, PL259 mobile types, or like that new Comet Toy Box HF portable antenna. That can thread on there with its PL259 type base connector. And drilling holes in the feet so you can put little ground stakes in there. Because nothing is more embarrassing or expensive than to have your tripod get knocked over from the wind or bumped into and it keels over and hits things, hits people, breaks itself. The antenna will. Some antennas are a little more fragile than others. So just been kind of working on that. Comet also makes a very nice lightweight tripod and mast assembly. You pay a little money for it, but it is a small footprint and it is strong and it is light. So something to check out when you've got a few extra bucks sitting around not doing anything and you want to do something to improve your portable station or temporary station. I can set up all kinds of antennas out on my deck if my wire antennas ever come down. So that's the story, Mike, and we'll turn it back to you. Keep the good signal coming from up north. This is WT8AXB, over.
Yeah, WD8AXB, WBTQZ with Michigan ARPSC Net. Well, band conditions are definitely good today, and they definitely have not consistently been so lately. We've certainly been proving that in the morning, the MaxNet. Apparently, if you want to get up early enough to try to run a net at 8, you might have a fairly good shot at it, but we can't draw a crowd at that hour, so we're stuck with 11 o'clock, and lots of days it's been pretty tough. This afternoon in 8th region, things sounded a whole lot better, kind of like this, and you really do have to appreciate it. Prior to the net, I did have ICOM 718 on a vertical, barefoot on this band, and of course I kept with the 590 with the amplifier to an inverted VN75. When I realized that 75 is going to be a no-go with the 590 on the and the amp on the vertical, and here we are. I don't know why this vertical does so well for me around the state of Michigan. I'm thinking it's probably because it's mounted above the ground and I might be getting some high-angle radiation off the radials. Can't say for sure, but it seems a little counterintuitive, but it definitely gets me by quite well most of the time. As for the antenna options you're discussing, lots of good stuff in books, lots of great projects in QSC, but doggone if these manufacturers aren't keeping up with it and access to material purchasing and tooling that most of the rest of us don't. So it does make it kind of a tough choice for a guy. A lot of satisfaction in making your own antenna, but there's a lot to be said for just getting on the air. And as for your auto repairs, wish you well on that. You've got to have a doggone vehicle, but man, oh man, sometimes it really tears you up trying to keep it going. Next up, for comments, WD8RHB. Brett will be followed by KCYDF.
All right, good afternoon, Mike. Thanks for taking the net this afternoon. This is KD8RHB. Not too much going on. Just did a lot of running around this weekend. We got our Skywarn Octocom meeting on Tuesday night here locally. Looking forward to that. And then last week we had the Region 5 Octocom call and the Octocom working group call as well. So was able to attend both of those. Happy to do so. I've been helping a couple local folks here with their, giving them some direction and helping them out with their task books too. So Just trying to keep that moving along. Anything, actually, don't really have anything else. Again, thanks for doing it. Good to hear everyone out here today. And everyone be safe and enjoy the upcoming week. And maybe some aurora tomorrow night if everything pans out. This is KD8RHB.
Yeah, KD8RHB, WB, Mission Arsenet. Well, your comments and Max's as well, thoughts about all the different phone conferences and meetings, definitely point out all the background work that goes into organizing and supporting all of our various activities, keeping the organization organized, if you will. And I think it'd be a great time to thank everybody that does that. It takes a lot out of your personal day, and we do appreciate the results. Next on the list, KCYVF, Ron is at the bottom of the list. Following his comments, we'll have a standby.
Good evening, everyone. This is KC8YVF ECRO for Saginaw County. Ron here. Coming up the 26th of the month, or coming up first thing is 21st of the month. Next Saturday, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association is holding their annual club auction. People donate items to the club to auction off. All proceeds goes to the club. That's our basically our only fundraiser for the year. Following that, that starts at noon, runs till approximately 2 p.m. at Harry Brown Airport in Saginaw County in the conference room of the terminal building. Following that, we're going to do a project build. We're going to have a coax tester. I've got 10 kits ready to go together, so the first 10 people in the door will get the kits. Other than that, I'll supply the list of the materials and things that you need. But we've got 10 project boxes 3D printed. We've got all the other electronics and that to go into it. So those that attend can stay after the auction if they want, or if there's other people that want to attend, we're going to do that project build for that coax tester, remote coax tester, basically. So that way you can put one end up at the one end of your coax and the other at the opposite end, and you'll be able to test to make sure that's the correct coax you're looking at, or if it's got continuity in that. There's other ways to do it, but this is just a simple way to do it here. So 26th of the month will be our next ARIES training. That will be held at our 911 communications building in the conference room there. We'll be doing a run-through of the radio communications room that we have there, make sure that everything is functioning. Before that point, we're going to have to get up there. We got some antenna work to do. We had an antenna that came down before the coax has been put back up, or connector on the coax that got tore off. We've got a new antenna, so we got to get that back up on the building. Also, our HF antenna needs some work. We have came up with a different way of keeping that up there. The unit itself, it's a Barker & William BW90 folded dipole. It's about a $1,000 wire antenna that we purchased. And the mount for that is really pretty cheesy. We've had to put it back up several times now, so we've come up with a different plan to hold the antenna up to the mount. And one of the guys suggested using stainless steel zip ties, which he had. So I think that's we'll give that a try and see if that helps to do the job, because what they supplied from the company didn't last very long, especially outside in the heat. So that's what we got for Saginaw County. This is KC8YVF. Back to Nat.
Okay, Ron, KC8YVF, WBTQZ with Michigan RCNet. Well, yeah, in spite of the advantages that those manufacturers have, every once in a while, I guess I should point out, they do miss an easy one. And there's a lot you can do with various manifestations of tie wraps. Lord knows I've done a lot in my working and my ham radio career with them. Very, very handy piece of material. Also, it sounds like a great swap you got planned, and pretty good activities there as well. I've been hearing a lot of talk on the repeaters up this way about the one going to be going out in Gaylord at the end of the month. Unfortunately, with my restrictions on my driving, I can't make that one either. I wish I could, but I sure do appreciate the folks that continue to hold these things and give everybody the opportunity. This is WBATQZ with the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, seven stations on the list. We've heard from all those fellows so far. Anyone else to join us this afternoon, come now.
November 8, Sierra Bravo Echo, do check.
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo.
Doubled up the other station, that one come again.
Kilowatt Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo, KDSWR.
Double.
Relay.
Relay, go ahead.
Roger, that was Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo that you double with.
Okay, I'm guessing it must be operating on a remote because I guess I just cannot leave enough space there for him. Do we have any others?
Kilo Echo 8, Victor Mike Victor.
KE8 VMV, others? I hear none. Let's go to N8SBE. It'll be followed by KB8SIW.
All right, thank you, Mike. This is N8SBE, and we don't have a lot on this one. We'll not be here this coming Sunday. We will be actually in the midst of pulling our trailer, 50 miles down to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, where we will be meeting up with the RV Radio Network folks, which is a group of hams that are RVers, that are fall rally. We'll be operating remotely from down there, but since we'll be on the road on the Sunday, I don't think that we'll be there in time to be able to get set up and get on the air anyway. So, and that's about it from this end. NNSPE, back to net.
Hey Dave, NNSPE, WBTQZ, and net. Well, we saw this afternoon, and hope you have a good trip. That's a nice part of the country to visit. I don't know, I want you to stand down there. Okay, KB8SIW next up, then we'll go to KE8VMV.
I don't have a whole lot for the net. Boys are up north working on some microwave stuff to bring some more stuff online up there, so always something in the works, something going on. Beautiful day, beautiful weekend. A lot of stuff to do yet before it gets cold, so somebody needs to push that cold off till like January or February. Back to that, give it up over here.
WBTQZ with Michigan ARPSC. Yep, beautiful afternoon. Like I said, a little bit on the warm side, but you don't get sunny and dry very often without it, so there we are. And I hope it's working out for the fellows working outside. Next up, KE8VMV, then we'll have another standby.
Kilo Echo 8, Victor Mike Victor. Hey, good evening. I just came across you guys going down, up and down frequency, and I heard somebody Saginaw County talking about a swap meet at Harry Brown. Did they say the hours on that were 12 p.m. to 2 p.m.? Over.
I was not copying and writing that down, but the station with the information on the swap at Harry Brown, come again. KC-YVF, Ron, is that you with the information on the swap?
Correct. Noon to 2.
He doubled.
Noon to 2, roger.
Noon to 2, roger that. And I don't want to take up too much of your time, but what exactly group am I listening to here? Go ahead.
It's the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. We meet every Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. We try to meet on 3932, but noise and propagation were working against us today, so here we are.
Okay, yeah, roger. That's probably why I haven't heard you guys yet. I got a NFET half-wave. Can't tune down that far, so. Anyhow, thanks for checking. All you got will get your signal so far, and I'm planning on stopping out there at Harry Brown Airport. I'm right out here, and I'm in Saginaw County, Shields. So, thanks for checking. KEVMV, I'll be clear with the net.
Thanks for stopping by. WBTQZ with Michigan ARPSC Net. Anyone else? If anyone else joined the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet this week before we close, call WB8TQZ. Well, here are none, so WB8TQZ will not close. Transfer the frequency back to other youth. WB8TQZ out.
Thanks for taking that, Mike. Appreciate it, KE8D11. And anything you both need, thank you for operating relay today there. KE8D11 out.
Just have a great week. We'll catch you next week, and it'll be clearing the remote.
Okay.